We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
That's right. Mm. And Cody Tapp show. Like, I love how he...
Yeah, and Cody Tapp, and anybody else that'll have me.
Yes, yes, that's...
My own show on television as well.
Yes.
Doing a book deal coming
up. Really?
Yes.
Children's book?
Children's book, because that's what you want me writing about.
That's what 41 sells is children's
that's,
book.
That's my wheelhouse. If you see my tweets, that's what I'm going for.
Your book is just a collection of your tweets.
Absolutely appropriate for your kids.
And then there's the adult version, which is your brother's tweets.
Oh, yeah. God. But yeah, the adult version.
Of the already
that.
Adult version.
Chapter
yes.
two.
Yeah. Two X's there as well.
The X-rated adult version.
My brother was going to come over with me today. He's staying in town. But last night at 3 a.m., he woke up the house puking all over
get
the place.
Out.
So that's nice. So we're all going to get sick, basically,
I'm
the next
getting over
days.
Being sick, too, so keep yep. your distance. That's okay. why we went with the round table here. Is everything good? We'll get to some subjects here in a little bit. Everything good with you?
Everything's great.
Wearing cowboy boots.
But in my old stomping grounds, because we established, I graduated from KU. Yeah, I got the cowboy boots on and everything.
Yeah, so that's impressive. We're going to play the feud here right out of the shoots, and we've asked Matt Llewellyn, fine proprietor of the 23rd Street Brewery, where we are today. Lunch specials, check, yes. Happy hour, 3 to 5, yes, got it. Craft beers for just a George Washington. You can get them every single day at happy hour, 3 to 5. Daily lunch specials, as I mentioned. The express lunch. Also a great option, and the best spot to come watch Kansas football, basketball, or really any sporting event. If you're not in the ballpark, the stadium, the arena, the gym, the field house, the place to be here in Lawrence is the 23rd Street Brewery. And what's amazing is it's 23rd Street Brewery, and you see the big tanks, and they're brewing right now today, as a matter of fact. Look at this. You know, the lights are going. They're brewing up there, the brewmasters working away. But... the food, just absolutely ridiculous. So, Matt, congratulations, by
Thank
way.
You. Thank
always
you.
Always do such a great job, and you're always such a great host to us. And you're going to play the feud. You've heard the feud.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Ask me the question you asked me during the break.
Oh, God, that was so far.
Remember about how we get the answers.
Do you want more bacon was the question you asked during the break.
That's right. Answers, I did. Yes. That was the question. How much, when do you want the food, and how much do you want? And I asked you specifically if you wanted the sushi, and you.
I said, "Well, I'm sucking right. on cough drops, right. and I don't know that that would be right. the best flavor combo."
But yes, I asked you about the. It's like, do you really get 100 responses? Because it seems like that would be a difficult task.
You
but then I forgot who I was talking to, and realized that that was just an idiotic question.
This is the bastion of truth and honesty here in the program. Yes, nothing is fraudulent whatsoever. Just pure, honest facts. And so, yes, we actually do get 100 respondents very quickly, too, I think. At least that's how Rob makes it look. But, yes, real answers are what we're going for.
You actually have to think about where those responses come from.
Yeah.
The program listeners.
Yes. It's Rob's soccer-loving friends, okay, that they're in every time. And that's the mindset you have to get in for this game.
Okay. Rob's soccer loving friend. Yeah. Does it go out on my Twitter, Rob? How do you send it out?
It goes out on your Twitter. It goes out on my Twitter and then you retweet it.
But I haven't.
Yeah, that's right. It goes out on Rob's Twitter and then I retweet it. Allegedly, obviously, Rob retweets it on my Twitter. So
got it.
With Seren's record, especially as of late, he might be peeking at the categories. I don't know.
You think?
Yeah, I do actually.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I want to blame it on something.
Or I'm just awful.
Yeah, that could be.
It's
the more likely scenario.
So, Matt, any one of the three of us you can play with as your partner, and you'll go up against the other two. Who do you choose to play with?
You know, God, your knowledge is crazy. I'm pointing at Serena,
by
the way.
Here we go.
Thank you. Let the record show point to me.
However, I think that you and I know a lot of the same things, so I'm going to go with Mick.
Hey, nice.
All right, there we go. All right, Matt and Mick. Against me.
It's like, hey, I got a chance to win.
Maybe a first.
And I'll try to carry Curtis across the finish line.
That's never happened.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Who's going to play for you guys, Matt or Mick?
Well, do Matt.
I'll go.
Matt will go first.
Can I ask a
yeah.
the category maybe first? No.
We'll find out right away.
I can't ask that. Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Okay. Just got to be ready for anything.
Okay. Yeah, if it's Oklahoma State, it will not be me.
Curtis, yeah. You want to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Really?
Sure.
Why don't we try something new and you go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, oh. Curtis against Matt.
Me against Mick.
All right. Give me Curtis. Give me Matt. Oh, man. Curtis. You know, here we go.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. By the way, you buzz in by saying your name.
Yes, got it.
Right. I didn't want everybody pounding on the table. With glasses.
I was like, wait a minute. Where's the buzzer? Okay.
I like that idea.
All right, here we go. Top 7 answers are on the board. We surveyed 100 people. Past or present, name a Kansas Jayhawks basketball player.
Curtis. Frank Mason.
Not the top answer. Chance to steal, Matt.
Okay. Danny Manning.
Top answer, player pass.
That's my category right there. We gotta play.
Yeah. There's 5 more left. I'm up.
You are up.
I'm gonna go with Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, really?
That was the second
sure
best
that
answer.
Was gonna be the buzzer. What? Second best?
Second best.
Well, I gotta totally change.
He wasn't bad at basketball. I don't know. You know, sports knowledge. If he ever covered his career
thanks
at all.
Thanks for that update. I appreciate it.
Okay, so now it's on me.
Yep.
I'm going to say –
Don't look things up.
I'm going to say Devontae Graham.
That's a great answer.
Devontae Graham is on the board.
I'm going to go with Paul –
The crowd's going wild here, by the way.
They are. I'm going to go with Paul Pierce.
Nice.
Paul Pierce is correct.
Yes! I like it.
So there's only 2 more left then, right?
2 more. There's 3 more left. But we got 4?
There are 2 left.
2 left.
2 left. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Those are the good ones. Those are absolutely the best.
Yep.
What do you think? Do I stick with current? Do I go past?
I can't answer. Even though Seren's not paying attention, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Can't
all right. All right.
Here.
Current or past, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. I'm going to go just down the list, and I'm going to say Rafe LaFrance.
Nope. Strike Sorry. One.
Problem is, it's KU and there's a million guys.
Oh,
yeah. From,
right. This is where it gets hard.
I'm going to go with, you know, fans love championships. I'm going to follow the championship. I'm going to go Mario Chalmers.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
That was a really good guess. Seren scratched one out over there.
Okay.
No. Is that it? That was your third.
No.
Oh, we got one more. Okay.
I'm going KC guy.
Okay.
I'm going national championship.
Sure.
And, unfortunately, current events. Brandon Rush.
Nope. 3 strikes. Over to Brennan Curse with a chance to steal. There are 2 answers on the board.
I am too.
All right, we're going to go that there's more than 1 current guy. We're going to go Svi Mykhailiuk.
Nope. Oh! I am sorry. 85
Nick
points.
Collison.
Over to.
Nice job. We got it.
The 2 you did not get were JoJo White.
Oh, I thought about that one too.
Yes, yep. Current events too.
Yep.
And trust the process, Joel Embiid.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. God, yes.
Okay.
All right.
I would have figured Wiggins over Embiid. But yeah.
So how many did they get?
They received 85 points.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how good that feels right there.
All right.
Matt.
Let's dance.
All right, give me Mick, give me Seren. All right, top 6 answers are on the board. We surveyed 100 people. This guy's been in the news recently. Name a movie Bradley Cooper is in.
Seren.
Silver
Linings Playbook.
Not the top answer. Chance to steal.
The Hangover.
That's the top answer. Player pass.
How many total?
There are 4 more.
What do you think?
Well, if we give it to them, we're going to get it back on a hard one.
I think, yeah.
I almost think we take it.
Okay, let's take it. We're going to play. Matt says
this is our strategy here.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So I get it now? All right. Man. Okay.
I know. I just go, movies, I draw blanks.
But okay, he was in the, the movie. And now I can't even think of the movie. About he was a Wall Street broker. And oh, man, doggone it. I can't even think of it now.
I'm going to have to give you a buzzer for
sorry,
time there.
Bad.
Back to Mick.
Yeah, sorry. No worries.
I'm going to go. I'm going to see if they're chasing. We're going to chase up this tree. I'm going to go Hangover 2. Dang it. Okay.
Okay, that was.
We're going to give a right.
Great. So now Oh my God, we should have definitely passed on this deal.
Sorry, we got time. Chip in a chair.
It wasn't. God dang it! It wasn't. I. This is driving me nuts. Sorry, buzz me.
I will oblige.
God, that is sorry. That's brutal. Sorry.
So is it to us?
Yes, there are four possible answers. Chance to steal, boys.
All right, I like that one.
I do too.
We had a kind of a memorable role in it. If I could think of this other one, I think it was pretty big, but we'll go with that.
There's four left. I think that's pretty good.
All right, we're going to go Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers is correct.
Bang.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I won it. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Yep. You forget because he's,
right.
he's kind of before
he's
he took
he's
off,
a mean guy.
And, and he's a mean guy, he's and it's not the biggest role in the movie. How many did we get?
You guys received 75 points. The ones you guys did not get were American Sniper, Limitless, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I would that wasn't even the one I was thinking about.
Limitless was
Limitless. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, he is the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't realize this. Limitless was the other one.
I never saw Limitless. What's that about?
It's good. He takes these pills and becomes super smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember this.
So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, 85-75. Here we go.
Here we go, Matt.
Okay. I put my mic on here. Give me Curtis. Give me Mike. Give me Matt. Excuse me. Here we go. Top six answers are on the board. Name a salad dressing.
Matt.
Yeah. Oh, man. This number, is like number King one. Kong and
number one answer, ranch.
Ranch is correct. Top answer, player pass.
How many others?
There are five
restaurant
more.
Restaurant guy. We got to play.
Should the restaurant guy
we'll
play?
Play this. We'll play this.
Yes.
Over to Mick.
Am I up?
You are up.
I'm going to go with Italian.
Okay. I'm going to go with honey mustard.
Ooh. Nice. I'm going to go with Caesar.
I like that. I like that
I
answer.
Caesar.
Okay. I'm going to go with Thousand Island.
Nice. How many more do we have left?
Oh, you guys got two more.
And which one, Buzz? Okay.
You got two more and two strikes to go.
I'm going to go with French.
Oh, nice. Okay, now we're getting a little bit more obscure.
Sure.
I'm going to go. Now, if I don't get specific enough, do you give me a kind of a...
No.
Yes, I say. Yes.
We get uber competitive here. Okay. Give it a guess, and Rob will decide.
I'm gonna say, balsamic vinaigrette.
Okay. Two strikes.
One more buzz for
over to Mick.
Blue cheese.
You got it.
That is the category.
Yes,
it is. Swept.
Of course,
nice.
Of course,
yes.
Of course.
We had left like please don't say blue cheese.
I know we had blue cheese like, the whole time. Okay. How many did they get?
They swept the categories. That's 100 points.
Yeah.
It's now 185 to 75.
I knew that one.
Man.
All right. Here we go.
Usually food's a strength for Curtis, but up against restaurant guy, not great.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's why I said it's like King Kong versus Godzilla here. We're going at it with the
It was a battle of titans. There's no doubt.
All right. Give me, Mick and Seren?
Yep.
Here we go. Top five answers are on the board. Name a country in the continent of Asia.
Seren.
I'm going to go with China.
Top answer, player pass.
How many answers?
There are four more.
I said we play, strip the category, and leave the remains.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you on Asia? Are you fairly strong? your extensive travels, notwithstanding.
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to say Japan.
Correct.
Wow. I'm going to go India. Well, it is in Asia.
I mean, what was the answer? What was the first one you gave?
India. Well, the first one I gave was China.
Wow, if it's not India. Is Russia on the continent? Russia.
Nope. Oh,
wow.
Lord. Oh, good Lord. Then I'm going to go... With
wow,
I kind of like current events. Is there something in Mongolia? What's there?
That one.
All right, is that it or Curtis go?
That's three strikes, I believe. You got Mongolia incorrect,
yeah, that's
Russia incorrect, and India incorrect.
I'll tell you right now what we found out is our listeners are not geographers. I mean,
no. I think that's it. But, I mean, do we need to get specific?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Up to you.
No, there's no way.
Well, they're separate countries.
The mic might be good on this.
Yeah, it helps.
Let's just say it. No, let's just say.
You got to go with the country. I already know where you're going.
You know.
I already know where you're going because it's where we should have gone.
Well, we're going to go South Korea.
That is correct.
Okay. Wow.
And that is a win.
Okay, that was 50-50. We
well,
knew it had to be that.
I figured maybe Olympics is going to make people lean, and nobody wants to ever type in North Korea, right?
So, nightmare. Yes. Nightmare.
Brutal.
What? Yeah,
the ones you guys did not get were Thailand and Vietnam.
Vietnam. We had Vietnam. Nice. I don't know how Russia's not in there.
Yeah.
And India.
By the way.
The second biggest population in the world.
India is not in there. What are you talking about?
Over a billion people live in India, by the way.
I mean, come on.
By the way, I also want to point out Rob's misread when he talked about the salad thing. He thought we'd both be good. Remember, the food thing was salad. Pizza? Kinds of pizza.
I was thinking about dressings that you could put on pizza.
World's fattiest foods.
I'm not sure why anyone thought I'd be good at salads.
Matt, you're a winner.
I'm a great winner, Matt. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Matt, fabulous prizes are yours.
Great.
We're going to give you a gift card to your own place.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Thank you for playing, Matt.
That was fun.
Buddy.
I'm so glad I won.
I am too, because yes. I was on your team. Thanks for picking me, man.
Matt Llewellyn, 1-0 in the feud. Well done. Well done. We'll take a break. We're at 23rd Street Brewery. Come on out. Happy hour, 3 to 5 every day. Great craft beers for just a George Washington. Daily lunch specials. Got the express lunch. Love to see you here today. If you can't make it today because you're working, we got it. But make sure you get here for the game tonight. KU and TCU, it will be on. It's your best place in Lawrence to watch a game, the 23rd Street Brewery.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. How many times did Babe Ruth strike out?
I was talking, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Mick and I were chatting. We were ripping on people.
My bad.
Can we finish ripping on
My
people?
My bad. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. No, go ahead. I get out of the way.
How many times did Babe Ruth strike out 100 times in a season? Mick has the correct answer.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. He never did.
He never did. He
never did.
Career high was 93 in 1923. Let's do this.
The goal to strike you out, right? Was it the goal was to just put the ball in play? Was that still his era, or was that before that?
The strikeouts were not as big then. Because they could. The dead ball era, we were just coming out of the dead ball era. And in the dead ball era, you put it over the plate, they weren't going to hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Then he got to like 20 home runs, 27 home runs, and they realized the fans liked it. They juiced up the ball. And then he started crushing it out because the pitchers were kind of, that's what they were, just pump it over the plate.
Plus, they didn't have.
They were also pitching every 3 days for nine innings.
For nine innings, yeah.
You know, I mean, so they didn't have anything on. If they came at it like they come at it now, they would never make it. So, yeah, it was a different era.
I don't think Hank Aaron struck out 100 times in a season either.
Did Bonds? Sure he did.
Would imagine.
I mean, he's the other guy.
Yeah, Aaron's high was 97. He came close.
What was Bonds?
Let's see here.
Look that up. When they fear you and you have a good eye, it's a good combination to avoid the strike.
He struck out once his first year.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
93 the
when
most.
When they fear you and you have an eye,
right.
you're in pretty good shape. Even taking a big swing.
When you walk 500 times a season,
yes.
It's hard to strike out 100.
Yes. Great Cajun food from Jazz. The Louisiana Kitchen is what we are playing for there. They got a great happy hour as well. We're at the 23rd Street Brewery here in Lawrence at Jazz. Over by the racetrack, your pre- and post-headquarters for Sporting Kansas City. You know, they made a move today, by the way. Rob, do we know anything about this Felipe Gutierrez from Chile, designated player signed today?
He is a midfielder. He played most recently, as I promptly closed his page here. It was smart of me.
I thought you had it.
I know.
I'm looking at it.
I thought you knew him.
He played a little bit for Real Betis with La Liga. But a little bit in La Liga, he's a scorer. He scored 30 goals in his professional career, but four more for the Chilean national team. He's a senior member of the team, so he won't be in the World Cup because Chile's not. But
27 years old. Okay. So there it is, designated player. He's making some bank. So this is a guy they're calling on to get some scoring punch. So We'll see if it works. And, of course, Jazz over in Independence, your pre- and post-headquarters for the Mavericks games, and Jazz, the original, at 39th and State Line. Mick Schaefer is with us. He's brought to you by Digital Lagoon. Does your website developer return calls promptly? They charge for simple changes. It's a new year. Don't put up with this anymore. It's time to get the website of your dreams, Digital Lagoon. A KC company has been creating unique and affordable websites since 1995. Visit them at lagoon.com today to set up a no-obligation appointment. That's lagoon.com, L-A-G-O-O-N.com. Mick, let's start with the comments of one Bill Self. Your reaction to it, is that a mistake and we just give him a pass because Bill Self's been so successful, or is this quality coaching? This is a guy who knows how to push buttons. He's challenging his team, and he'll get the best out of it.
I predict LeGerald Vick to come off the bench within the next two games and score like 19 or something like that, right? And have bounce and energy and get seven boards, something like that, and be a big factor in a win. That's the buttons he pushed. I totally expect this to work.
I don't know. I think he's challenged him before.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked.
Yep. But this way? You think?
Yeah, I mean, he was like, well, LeGerald, he's not doing anything out there.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, he says, there's one guy I can't get to, it's LeGerald. I mean, I can't get him to do anything.
He has pushed on him, and they have talked about him being the guy. I agree that that's going to be what a lot of people look for. I don't think so. I think he's done with the guy.
Maybe, but I'll go back to both their track records, not just Bill Self because he knows how to push these buttons, but also LeGerald, he's been a guy before. He's a guy that's capable of doing that, and so – my answer is based on the track records of the two, but he swung away yesterday.
There is a distinction between the two that's from Vic's perspective. It's one thing to be called out by your coach. That's the coach. When you're suddenly the starting lineups are flying out of, from loudspeakers and your name isn't on them.
Yeah.
That might be something, a step that not having played. I don't know what the difference is. That could be some, that's more than just.
Well, I think
the same guy saying the same thing a little louder.
And I know Brandon Green's on the police blotter for being arrested, but I'm not so sure that this isn't. These are the kinds of things we heard about Brandon Green on his way out the door. It was pretty well known by anyone who had been around the team that he was on the way out in that last year. And this is starting to sound like that. Like, I don't know if he's feeling pretty good about a couple of different recruits or a transfer or something that's out there. But this is, I think you're right, Mick. I think one of two things occurs. I think either this is his last stand to get the most out of Vic and he gets it, or Vic is going bye-bye.
Yeah.
And his last year is going to be played someplace else, or he's going to be playing in Europe.
Look, the cavalry's coming next year. That's a big class coming in.
Number six in the country.
Dotson, you have Grimes, McCormack. Now,
and they're still recruiting a couple others.
They're close on a couple others, big-time guys. Now they don't all play LeGerald's position, but he doesn't have to be a part of the
but
next
anymore,
next year.
But anymore, they kind of do. The way Bill Self has shown to be a chameleon, he can sit him down and change
Grimes
the personality
Dotson,
of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, the point is, I mean, there's going to be guys next year that can chew up those minutes just fine. So I think if we're talking about the pushing buttons analogy, this is maybe DEFCON red. This is the red button he's pushing. This is maybe the last straw.
Has he expected too much from LeGerald Vick? He was not a huge recruit.
No.
He's a recruit that Syracuse would love to have. Don't get you wrong. But on a Kansas scale, he was not a huge recruit. And then he showed some, explosive. I mean, we can tell he's a tremendous athlete. Oh, you're the man. A little chicken noodle soup for the guy with the cough. You're the man. Thank you, Matt. We've seen him be explosive, but can he, become, is there any reason to believe he's going to be that four-year guy? We want to put him into the Graham and Mason because they were originally signed to lesser schools. So, look, Bill Self can just grow any of these guys. There are plenty of Brandon Greens and Carlton Braggs and who was the Latin kid they had that transferred down to Miami early on, 6'7" kid.
Oh,
he couldn't make it go there. They have plenty.
Is it Galindo?
Rudy Galindo.
Yeah. They have plenty of guys who come in and it just doesn't work. And, he just recruits over them and moves on to the next wave. And I'm not so sure that maybe the expectations when Vic had a couple of big games.
Sure.
He had that one game where he was perfect from the field, right? And the line. It's like, oh, one of only three or four guys. Well, that's what he's capable of. But he's always been a guy that's kind of just up and down. There's no consistency, and I'm not so sure that, I thought it was Mitch Lightfoot was the, and I've been wrong, credit to Bill Self and Mitch Lightfoot that when Mitch Lightfoot's playing big minutes for Kansas, you can see that the recruiting went awry. I think I might have had the right scheme, the wrong guy.
Right.
When Legero Vick is playing big minutes, something's gone right. Lightfoot's that classic glue guy that wants to be a part of the team, and now he's going to be rewarded starting.
Well, your first question, I think we can expect that from Legero Vick because he was a bigger recruit than guys who have made names for themselves, than a Frank Mason who was the player of the year last year, than a Devontae Graham who's up for all those same awards this year. So I think you can expect he's a better athlete than those two. What is it, junior, correct?
Yeah,
right.
Junior.
Vic is. To where I would say maybe the difference between him and Brandon Green is that the Green problem started early, right? Freshman year whispers, and then it ballooned into sophomore year, just not playing. This is maybe kind of late in the career of Vic for problems like these to come about. So I think KU fans can maybe hope that okay, this is just maybe a lull. Just okay, he's not in it. He's the last couple weeks, whatever. And this is something that can jumpstart it because I remember earlier in the season, especially the games in Italy. I mean, he just played great, and I'm like, okay, this guy's going to make like the big step this year. I remember was Elijah Johnson. First couple of years, you saw how athletic he was, and then finally by his junior year, might have been his senior year, he made that next step and was a guy. He wasn't like an All-American or anything, but was a All Big 12 second team type guy. So I kind of saw that
a
same
consistent
step
contributor.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, Vic, obviously, since Big 12 place has started, hasn't been that. So.
We haven't heard anything about Vic off the court, but he was obviously in the middle of the Josh Jackson situation last year. So that doesn't bode well. I'm not trying to drag up things from the past. There have been no reports of any. They haven't had any issues with the team this year, have they? Last year was a rough go.
I think they they had enough last year to cover for the next
couple of years. But so I don't think that's necessarily at the essence of it. But we'll see. We'll see if Bill Self reaches him. We'll see if they're fine. And I think it's going to be interesting. They're going to the double post. But both those guys are going to have to sit down. So it's going to be interesting how he sits them down because you don't want to be on the floor without either one of them. Or is this maybe a sign that DeSouza's ready to play a little bit better? And he feels like, okay, now I've got a three-man rotation for those two bigs.
I mean, it was bad Saturday in that Oklahoma State, out-rebounded them. I can't even remember the numbers.
Million
a ton, and then the second chance points. At one point, it was like 27-6 Oklahoma State. You have to realize this isn't an Oklahoma State team that's like I don't know 82 Virginia, right, or the Houston Cougars. With Akeem Olajuwon, they have Mitchell Solomon, and that's it, right? They're kind of like KU. They kind of run four guards out there, a bunch of shooters. They're not small, and that team out rebounded them and
41-28.
And that's a 13 rebound difference. At least 10 of those, I guarantee you, when they went back and looked at film, were hustle rebounds, were try hard rebounds, and that's what he's referring to. Because there's no way a team like that should out rebound Kansas, especially at Allen Fieldhouse.
No, I would agree. And they get a chance tonight to go out and prove it against a TCU team that's good but not great.
Yeah,
down Jalen Smith.
Yep,
Jalen Smith. But still,
Foster?
Fisher.
Jalen Fisher. Thank you. Jalen Fisher. Still have Nick Robinson, who's pretty damn good. It is Nick. It's Robinson, I know. I might have the first name wrong, as I usually do. Nailed it. Alex Robinson.
Nick Robinson was the kid from Liberty that
he
went
was,
to Stanford.
Yeah.
Is that what I yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get the half-court shot in front of Tiger Woods.
So I'm going to stay title.
Yep. Yeah. So, I do think that this is a game that they should bounce back. If they don't, you got real reasons for concern. But
absolutely,
they're going to run out of different lineup, and I think it'll be interesting to see how he plays Vic and how he plays DeSouza. Those are the two aspects of this game because we know Lightfoot's going to go in there. You know what Lightfoot's going to give you. And, again, I can't stress enough, all credit to Mitch Lightfoot and Coach Self and his staff because when he was out there early, I'm like, God, this is just – we've gone awry. And Nate said it this morning. He's like, everybody wants to compare Lightfoot to Moody. Well, I think Moody is a senior. That is a good comparison. This kid's only a sophomore, though. And he's got two more years to develop and get better and become a Landon Lucas, different style maybe, but a Landon Lucas type. I mean,
sure.
If he will work on his jumper and get to where he can bang down, catch and shoot open threes, he's got pretty good length. He's got better athleticism. Nate said it this morning. He's like, I hate to say this because I know you're going to ridicule me, but he's more athletic than you think.
He's more athletic than Moody. I think.
Yes,
but
I agree.
Can he get to the reliable stage of Moody? Like, okay, when I put you in, I know what I'm going to get from you.
I think the game is slowing down for him on offense. He's always been an effort try guy on defense, and that'll work. But on offense, the game has got to slow down for you to where you can let your skills shine. And he wasn't the Arizona Player of the Year because he sucks.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, patience and coaching, and that kid's becoming a real player. And I think a guy that Kansas fans are going to love having on the roster, he's that next wave of Devontae Graham and Svee. I mean, he's going to be the junior next year. He's going to be, I mean, that's what they always have. That's how they're different than Kentucky. They got their one or two and dones, but they've also always got those four-year guys, and he's going to be one of those guys and be going to be a great Jayhawk.
He wasn't a much heralded name, considering compared.
100.
I'm saying compared to some of the guys that have come into Kansas.
No doubt.
Whoa, he's Josh Jackson or one of those guys. And you look at him on the court, you're like, nah, I don't know. Then you go, rebound. Oh, hey, a block. Oh, hey, another rebound.
Yeah.
Oh, a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, a block. Oh, a rebound.
Get on the floor
and
get a tie up.
8-6.
I think what hurt him a little bit was that he's a huge KU fan, and he was basically going to go to KU if they offered him. It wasn't like, I have three or four other schools, and it wasn't a perceived battle or anything. It's like, no, I'll go to KU. So maybe that hurt his perception a little bit and how good he was or is.
But you know what it means? He cares.
Oh, absolutely. And I think
he's not just about the career afterwards. He flat out cares. Bill Self didn't have to coach him into caring about the game. He wants to win games for Kansas. You know, he can look around and see, oh, my body doesn't look like DeSouza's body. Yeah. I don't look like Azubuike. But what I can do is bring a skill set and win games at Kansas. So then he has a nice career ahead of him in Europe. Guys like him can go make good money in Europe. He's if he wants to play basketball, he can play basketball and make $1 million or $2 million over, you know, the next 10 years. I mean, see the world and make a couple million bucks. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gone for that. My first, you know, 10 years out of college, that would have been great. So, but in the meantime, he's winning games for the team he really wants to play for.
And he's on a great, great team to see minutes, because this year it's a down KU team. And look, the try hard guy, as we've just seen, is going to get on the floor and he's going to get in a starting lineup, as opposed to like the 2011 team when you have the Morris twins and T-Rob playing in front of you. Try hard's going to maybe get you a few minutes here and there, but we're going to go with the NBA guys too.
Yeah. He said long term, and I get the vibe. I think that was it. That was the last straw for Vic. I think Vic comes off the bench the rest of the year. Heard Nate say that this morning, and I agree. That's what those comments said to me.
Tried to push him through.
I have pushed. I can't find the button for you, so you go to the bench, and we build chemistry this way, which they need to build it and build it quickly.
Yeah.
Because for this team, it is about winning that 14th championship. I'm with Nate. No one's ever done it. To set yourself apart, that is a great accomplishment that goes on the historical resume of Kansas, and it's something they have now on UCLA. They've already got it on Kentucky. They've already got it on Carolina. They got it on Indiana. That they've had more consecutive conference titles. And you say, well, they haven't had the competition in those schools. Yeah, that's true. But, again, that's still bragging rights for one of the five best programs of all time, and they would now have that on UCLA.
I want to get your guys' opinion on this, because I've heard a lot of my KU friends say they would rather have a 14th straight Big 12 title than a national title this year. If they would forfeit that,
putting
that
yourself in history as opposed to winning another. You know.
Yeah, that goes down in history though too, right?
Yeah,
I just kind of want to slap them. I don't understand that mindset.
They'd rather win a Big 12 title than a national title
this year. Yeah, to get the 14.
Like this is the one place where you might.
I think this is the one time where that's not insanity because it's the most ever.
Yeah.
It is something that's never been done in college basketball.
If they had lost any one of them since then, it would be nuts.
First of all,
no one would think that.
The argument is moot because you don't get to choose.
Right.
You have to work towards both.
It's
and even after you pick up the conference title, then you're still going to go compete and try to win a national title on top of it. So,
yes.
When you're not a fan of KU, I think it sounds like, well, you guys just know you can't win a title this year. So you're just saying, okay, there's a consolation prize. And really, that's all it is, a consolation prize. But I get it. I think it depends on where you sit.
Yeah.
I get that. It's something that's never been done before. I think that's real.
Before, a few years ago, I couldn't have told you who owned the longest streak of conference titles in college basketball history. But I could tell you, like, every national champ from 1970 on.
But I'll bet you UCLA Bruin fans could.
Yeah.
But what's that?
It means something to them, and it'll mean something to Kansas fans.
Yeah,
you know, I think so. Listen, I get it. I'd like to be able to say it. I'm there rooting to beat unranked Louisville last night, and that turd fest we hatched. Trust me, I'd appreciate.
The school I was rooting for was looking for a road win.
Got that? Picked it up.
Nice. All right, ooh, a road win.
We'll take a break and talk about Dayton Moore's comments. Also, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, Nick Foles, if there's time. It's next here on the program. Live at the 23rd Street Brewery. Great lunch for you. They got the express lunch. You want to get in and out fast, they got a quick lunch for you, daily lunch specials. Come on down and take advantage of it. It's the 23rd Street Brewery, and, of course, they will be rocking tonight on game night. Everybody coming out to watch the Kansas Jayhawks take on TCU. It's the ultimate spot in Lawrence to watch games of any kind. It's the 23rd Street Brewery. We're talking to Mick Schaefer here from 41 Action News, sports director, joins us each and every week. Matt Llewellyn and Mick, victorious in the feud. If you missed it, we podcast it. It's at 810WHP.com. We're at Matt's wonderful place, 23rd Street. Come on down, lunch specials every single day of the week. You can take advantage of it, just $7.99 for those. Happy hour every day from 3 to 5. Get their wonderful craft beer for just a George Washington. Come on, for crying out loud. Come on out. It's your pre- and post-headquarters for all KU activity. It's the spot to watch if you don't have tickets. Any game right here in the 23rd Street Brewery in Lawrence, 3512 West Clinton Parkway. Mick, what did you think of the comments of Dayton Moore yesterday about Hosmer? Negotiations ongoing. No, nothing developing, but they are talking, and that's a good sign. And then Moustakas, that he made it clear to them that they weren't really a priority. That, to me, is quite revealing on maybe Mike Moustakas and Scott Boras really overshooting the value. And then after those comments, the Mets have now signed Todd Frazier to a two-year $17 million deal. That's another potential landing spot for him, and that's now gone. What do you think?
I think that's exactly what happened. They kind of overshot the market, read it wrong, and just every time we talk to Dayton Moore, I'm still shocked at just how honest he is and how forthright he is with information. He's great. I just go back to that Danny Duffy press conference after he got busted for the DUI, right? And how he just sat there for 30, 45 minutes, took on every question, was went in great detail, wasn't measured with his responses, was just open and honest and very insightful. And then he sat, and I was there, he sat for another 30 minutes and talked off the record with everybody, or on. He didn't care.
Honest to a fault, because a couple of times he's had a backlash against things he said, like after 13 when he made the comment. Yeah. In a lot of ways, I feel like we've already won the World Series, which to me was taking someone out of context of what he was talking about for how the organization was doing things. But that soundbite by itself was what everybody played, and he got ripped for it. But you understood what he was saying about, you know, brought back respectability to Royals baseball if you listen to his whole comments. And then last year during that, he also, that was where he mentioned
pornography, right?
Right, and he talked about that, and that a lot of people went, what?
You know, well, I mean,
but that's Dayton Moore being honest.
But for that to be the one thing that people took away from that, the one little grain of sand in this just gigantic beach of truth. That was a horrible analogy. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, so much good in that, and people decided to focus on that. But yeah, that's why. I guess that's why people are guarded, because what can seem like the you know, a simple comment can be misconstrued and taken out of context.
Right.
Speaking of taking it out of context,
Greg Gurley rolling in, the one, the only. Self-proclaimed commissioner of Lawrence. I thought that was nice when he dubbed himself that.
How that he got a bubonic badge.
Yeah.
He could wear it. Strange. So pathetic.
Don't do that. Try to beat this cough. Don't do that. I love hearing it. But I think he's not running for what Mike Moustakas said, and he's not afraid to put it out there. And he made it crystal clear. Hosmer, then Moustakas. Now, if Moustakas signs for nothing and they come up short on Hosmer, you know, Royals fans might look back on this and say, well, it looks like your feelings got hurt a little bit, and you probably should have stuck with it. I mean, that is the potential that's out there. But I think he's honest and direct when he negotiates, and he expects you to be the same.
It is like almost mid-February, so I don't know if he's really, you know, stepping on your toes at this point. I don't know if he's going to screw anything up with words. I mean,
does or doesn't get it done with Hosmer? What's your
feeling? Does.
I think so, too.
Does.
I think the fact that it's out there, I think every day that it drags on, the more likely he is to be here.
Yep, they cleared off space, and there's
where
more.
Where does Moose land?
There's more space. I'm going to go in Kansas City. How about that?
I'm going to say no. I've got only five possible destinations as I look at it. Baltimore, the Yankees, the A's, the Pirates, or the Cardinals. Wow. A's one-year bargain sign.
All
like
one-year.
Yeah. Cardinals can move Matt Carpenter over. Yankees and Orioles have holes and a park that fits him. I could see either one of those spots, but I think it's one of them. Mick, great stuff, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.